Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
So the rest of that's not coming. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, and welcome back from an extended break. We had a tremendously awesome holiday season, but we are back. And to be honest with you, you know, it took us like a couple days to get into gear. And we're like, last week we're like, let's not do it. And then this week we're like, let's just push it off till tomorrow. And now that you know it, I'm like, darn, I just want to get back in the groove. I'm so excited to be back here. My name is Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski, and I got to say, we're seeing the holiday break a little differently. So you had a great time. This is my experience. I come down with a sinus infection. I come down with appendicitis the following week. And then I'm hit with another viral infection. And on top of that, my son comes down with RSV. My daughter comes down with a viral infection, and then my wife is hit with a viral infection. So I had a
good time. Mark had a not so good time, and Matt's time was so crappy. He's not even here.
That Matt, SOB. I'm watching as I'm laying in bed and you know trying to take care of my kids. I see him climbing mountains and he's like freaking hanging off cliffs and taking pictures, saying, "Hey, look at me."
I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah,
Matt is away for this week. He is on special assignment in Connecticut, I believe he said.
Yeah.
So we were going to wait, but we figured we needed to get back into it. But one point to note: we are going to hold off on calling out our Oloclip winner until next episode. We will have that for you next episode, so be prepared for that Oloclip winner. If you're listening, you better be listening next week, too.
We know who it is, but you don't.
But you don't.
But you still have to listen.
We want Matt to be a part of it and everything, and so there you go. Let's chat about the break for a while. Did you have anything exciting happen over the break? Other than all the illnesses and misery, did you have anything good happen?
Yeah, that kind of threw my attention for a little while, but
yeah, thanks for bringing the show down.
Anytime. There were some exciting, well, I don't know if it's exciting iPhone news, but what Apple has been taking a freaking slide in the stock market because people are stupid. That's pretty much all I kept up with.
That's it? No, I mean, as far as you personally, you dubba. Oh,
personally. You know what? There's not much to photograph from the side of the bed. So I kind of waited a little bit. But just recently, I mean, we just got a very nice snowfall. And I went out in the middle of Boston in public gardens. I've been photographing like crazy. We're kind of making up for lost time.
Today was actually a really nice snowfall here. I don't know how it was down your way, but up our way, it was beautiful. It was heavy, so it stuck to the trees and kind of gave us that winter wonderland kind of look. I grabbed a couple shots this morning, and then it was back to work. But
same here.
For me, the holidays were awesome. Had a great, nice, long, relaxing kind of couple weeks, and I got a whole buttload of stuff for Christmas regarding iPhone photography. So if you're prepared to be jealous, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, do tell. I'm getting my green paint and I should be all set.
I got the first thing I got was it's called a Mophie juice box. So you might be familiar with the Mophie juice pack, which is the case that you can put your camera in, and it's a really nice slim slender case. I believe
what flavor did you get?
Well, apple juice. I believe Benjamin Lowy mentioned that that's what he was using when he took that Time magazine cover was a Mophie juice box, a juice pack rather. The juice box was something that I wanted since we had done the Connecticut wedding with our iPhones.
Oh God, yeah.
So this is basically, it's a really sexy kind of box, really really well designed. It looks like a chunky, beefy, fat iPhone 4 kind of carcass. But instead of being smooth and whatnot, it's kind of got this really silky kind of metal feel to it. Really nice. And my wife bought it for me for Christmas, and it has enough juice in it to recharge my iPhone. I believe, I want to say 6 times. It could be as much as 8. So it can recharge my iPhone by just plugging it into this thing wherever I happen to be, up to 6 or 8 times. And so I thought, you know, this would be cool. You know, the same way you used your MacBook Pro, I could have this thing tethered in my pocket while I was doing some shooting. Or, you know, we went on vacation last summer, and we were up in the White Mountains, and I very quickly realized I needed to start being selective with my shooting because I was running out of battery life. And we went and bought tickets on the Scenic Railroad, and while we were waiting for the railroad to start boarding, we actually went and sat in the car, started up the car so I could juice up my iPhone so I could hopefully get, you know, however many more shots out of it before we had to get back on the plane.
Yeah, that's usually my trip in the White Mountains, doing the same thing.
So I'm excited. So this will be cool. I can, it's just as slender as anything else. I can stick it in my, pocket, or my wife can stick it in her purse. And if I need to, I can just plug in. There's 2 outlets in it, so I can plug both of the phones in at the same time, or my iPad and her iPhone, or anything like that. Or basically,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I believe you can actually stick anything that requires USB power into it. But, so I'm psyched about it. I'm actually very excited about this. You know, I'm thinking about doing some extended tours this coming summer, and actually even into the spring. So that's going to be very, very cool.
So from the summertime into the spring, huh?
Yeah, you know, whatever. But I will once I put it through the paces. I've used it a couple times already. One time was at one of our events, actually New Year's Day, the DJ who was doing the emceeing for us at our event, the school that we were at would not allow him to hardwire into the school's gymnasium sound system. All they would give him was a remote microphone that would then pump out to the sound system. So what he did was he took his iPhone and he put the onto the podium, he put the iPhone and the microphone next to it on the podium and just played the music out of his iPhone. And, you know, it didn't sound as amazing as it could have, but I'll tell you what, it sounded just as good as any 80s gymnasium music you've ever heard in your life. It really did sound really impressive. The problem was, obviously, playing this stuff through his iPhone in that manner chewed through his battery. So I had him hook up to my Mophie juice box, and boom, problem solved.
Nice. How much did that run?
You know, I don't know. I got it as a present, but I do want to say it was probably around 100 bucks in that range.
That's
I think
bad.
Is what, no. And I mean, essentially, you think about what you pay for a case, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think reasonably priced is definitely in the realm of what I would call this thing.
Speaking of cases, I've actually been, this is kind of funny. I'm having like the reverse thing, because I've been on the show many times talking about different cases, and lately I've been using my phone naked, and it's like it's just this weird thing. It's like, wow, it's like I have a new phone. Look how thin this is.
Yeah, it's the only way I go. And once you get used to it, it's kind of like, it's just funny, when I used to ride motorcycles, and when after the first 1 or 2 times I drove around without a helmet on, it's just so nice, and it's hard. You know, you're stupid. You're sitting there saying, you know, this is not what I should be doing. But, boy, it sure is nice not having that big, clunky chunk of fiberglass on my head.
To note that Keith is in New Hampshire.
Yes, and I am allowed to ride without a helmet on. And once I crossed over the Massachusetts border once into Haverhill and got pulled over within, like, 140 feet.
They love you guys.
Yeah. Yes, it does work on the iPhone 5. Shannon from the focus group is asking, I believe she's asking about the
lightning connector.
The Mophie juice box. And basically, yes, what you have to do is you use whatever cord you would normally use with your device, whether it's an iPhone or whatever. And if you're looking into the camera right now, imagine this is my juice box. I would just plug my phone in, and then this plugs in with a regular USB, just like you were plugging it into your computer. You're using the USB port of your Lightning connector or your iPhone 4's normal, the old iPhone or iPod connectors. So it's just a USB port, so you can plug anything that has a USB power connector into it for the juice box.
Very cool.
So Joe Brown's in the focus group, and he says, "Hello, Mr. Keith." I say hello back, Joe.
And I say nothing because I was not called.
And so the other thing I got, too, is actually direct from the Apple store in Salem, New Hampshire. I got myself a brand new black Olo clip, or the black and red Olo clip.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
You know, it's an Olo clip, and it's just a great thing to have, you know. I love it. I love having it. You know, we went through the whole Olo clip kind of review back middle of summer last year, and everything still stands. It's very, very snug. It's very, very it's built like something you would expect to see in an Apple store. It's yeah. Very nice. It's very quality built. I went into the Apple store. I bought one direct from the Apple store. I walked out of the mall. I put the thing on, and I noticed that the lens cap, the plastic lens cap that goes on the wide angle / macro lens, was loose, and it was like if you breathe on it just the right way, it fell off.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not right. So I'm like, I'm one of these guys who, you know, if my meal comes a little bit, I don't send it back. You know what I mean? But I'm like, you know what? I know this isn't right. I know that they don't come like this, and I don't want to get this and feel bad about it. So I went back to the Apple store, and I talked to one of the geniuses over there, and, you know, they're always great. We opened up another package, and sure enough, they weren't like that. It's, for some reason, maybe this one got hot and it expanded or something like that, and it came on and off easier, but the next one was very snug. Everything stayed on the way it was supposed to. It's a tremendously awesome product. And I'm extremely excited about having it. I keep it in my pocket all the time. I've been trying to think of a way to devise some kind of something so that I can have it attached to my key ring, so that I don't have to have it stuck in my pocket all the time. But I love it. I love having it with me. It's with me all the time now. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. The first thing I did when I got my Olo clip, do you know what I did?
You photographed your junk.
Almost. The funny thing is that you don't know. I took a fisheye picture of myself and texted it to my friend Mark Sadowski and said, "Hey, I got the Olo clip."
Oh, I remember that. And I texted you a picture right back saying,
Hey, just for your reference, Joe Brown from the focus group is saying, "Hello, Mr. Mark."
Oh, hey, Joe. How's it going? Nice to meet you.
All right, let's move on. We got to get the show on the road.
Yeah, he's going to be on the lens wipe in just a little bit.
Excellent. So let's talk about, you know what, I'm going to skip number A, and I'm going to go to letter 2. And let's talk about our predictions for iPhone and iPhone photography for the coming year. And I want to do this briefly because I don't want this show to drag on too long. So do you have something specific that you want to predict for the coming year in iPhone photography / tiny shutter amazingness?
Since, you know, so many tech places are doing their yearly predictions, I figure, why not us?
We should.
And specifically about the photography bit, I think, I want to say that the iPhone 5S will come out in June. I'm going to make that prediction. I'm going to say that the camera megapixels remain the same. I think we're going to stay at 8, and I think they're going to have some kind of BS talk about the lenses, and I think essentially it's going to be the same thing.
So you're not going out on any limbs with these predictions, are you?
No, hang on. I think iPhone 5S. I think we're going to see something big. I don't know. I want to say there's going to be a 6 in October. I'm going to go out and say that. They're going to have a 5S first and then the 6. And I think that one's going to have like a 10 megapixel camera.
So based on what you just said, I'm going to say that I'm going to go with history and say that, yes, the 5S will come out in June, July, time frame, mm-hmm. but that the 6, the 5S will come out in June, July time frame, but the 6 won't come out until the following June, July time frame.
Okay.
It's the same way the 4 and the 4S kind of happened, and then we had to wait for the 5 to come out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you're right, though. I think the 5S will not have any upgrades to the camera, I mean, other than some
processor
tertiary kind of crap that doesn't really matter. I don't think that the processor will take that big of a leap, to be honest with you. I think they're going to try and fine-tune some of the things that they've screwed up on the 5 the same mm-hmm. way that they did when they dropped the 4S.
Yeah.
There's rumors floating around now of an iPhone mini or an iPhone micro or whatever the hell it is.
That's not going to be for U.S. markets, though.
I'm calling BS on that, period. I don't think it's going to happen. I do think that we're going to see an iPad mini update. It'll probably be a iPad 2, I guess. I mean, or an iPad mini 2 or an iPad mini next gen or whatever they're calling them. And I think we're going to see another evolution of the iPad as well. And I think we'll see all of those this year. I don't think we're going to see anything as far as iPhone photographers are concerned relating to Apple. I don't think we're going to see anything. I don't think we're going to see anything amazing like more megapixels or any kind of amazingness like 3D cameras or what? What else is there?
Okay. There's the Apple TV, right? Where people have been predicting this, I'll just say 42-inch TV, right? And it's supposed to have the HD front-facing camera. I think on that one, the back-facing camera will be stripped for the lens. Having somebody with the iPhone camera bitching about the camera lenses and stuff like that. Then it switches to the iPad where people are holding it up. And then I was going to have
somebody's
one guy
got
holding
TV. Two
TV.
Guys holding the TV.
Tried to take a picture.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, yeah, I mean, I don't have anything. I can tell you one of my biggest predictions for 2013, and that is that the most spectacularly awesome native camera replacement app will come out probably in mid-January, maybe around the 12th, I think, is when it'll get released. And people are going to be like, oh, my God, this is the most amazing native camera replacement app on the planet. So I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that that's probably definitely going to happen.
What do you think?
I don't know. What was last Friday?
Yeah. Backtracker. Retcon. Well, let's talk about that.
So last Friday, an app called PureShot was announced. Released rather, and it's doing amazing. I talked to the developer this morning, and he said that it is on the top 10 list in several areas, and so forth.
Nice.
And top 20 in some of the other countries. Depends on what country you're in, I guess. And I think it's going to do nothing but soar beyond that. To be completely honest with you,
tell everybody about your app.
I'd done some beta testing for Jagger last year with some of the other apps, like some of the 645 Pro updates and, you know, that camera app, Field Pro?
Yeah.
Or Field Cam Pro or whatever, the Field Cam, I think is what it is, the iPad app. It's like this
right.
big giant camera app for the iPad. And cool. And Mike sent me an email and asked me if I'd like to participate in a beta program for his new idea called PureShot. And basically, PureShot was going to have all of the muscle of 645 Pro without that kind of sidebar fuzziness like filters and ratios and all that kind of stuff. It was just going to be all the muscle, the heavy duty. High-end saving of files without the compression and just everything you could get that you need as a photographer without the filters. You know what I mean? Without all that kind of silliness and without the unnecessary stuff, just the real meat of what photographers want. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I'm like instantaneously on board because I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, I love 645 Pro. But at the same time, it's just like it's just like so much going on. You know what I mean?
And it's so, a lot of old school kind of nods.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like it's got that kind of fun kind of characteristic about it. You know what I mean? That kind of character that kind of comes from, you know, shooting medium format and whatnot. So anyway, I said yes, and we started to go to town, and you know, however many iterations later, we have what was released on Friday, and I'm extremely excited about it. I've been, you know, through the past however many months, I've been doing these App Whisperer videos for the appwhisperer.com. Mm-hmm. And every time before I start to record one, I've got to start up my phone and take Pure and put it on the back page so that I don't accidentally come across Pure while I'm trying to do my tutorials, because I don't want anybody to see it. Now I can stick it right on the dock where it belongs, because like I said in my video, this app is my go-to camera app, period, and the only time I don't use this is if I'm using Average Cam Pro or Slow Shutter Cam or Hipstamatic, or in that rare occasion where I need an instantaneous picture and I go from the lock screen and flip up the native camera app. Other than that, I'm using Pure every single time. So have you got a chance to run with it?
Oh my God, I've done more than that. I mean, today alone, any photo that you're seeing right now through my Instagram account was taken with PureShot. I love the app. It's quick. I love that. I mean, with 645 Pro, you have that lag.
Yeah.
With the view screen, but this one, there's no lag. It's very easy to use. I had my settings preset already, and took some amazing photos. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. And so, you know, we mentioned at pre-show, one of the other things I love about this app is you can shut off, you can decide whether to turn on or shut off the volume button shutter. So for me, I can't stand having the plus button be a shutter. For
and you, I love it.
You absolutely love it. So this is like a dream come true to be able to, it's as simple as that sounds. I mean, we're talking to two people right here, me and you, who are on both sides of that fence, and to be able to decide whether we want that option is awesome. I love that.
And the kid in me enjoys the frosted side.
Yeah. So anyway, PureShot's awesome. You know, there's a whole bunch of tips I could toss out there, and maybe I'll do some short videos for the App Whisperer as well as that extended walkthrough. But if you haven't got it, and you're interested in it, I am going to toss out, of the Tiny Shutter, are going, we have a bunch of codes from Jagger, and we are going to toss a bunch of them out. And for folks in the focus group right now, I don't know how many of you are listening right now, but I am going to toss one out right this instant. So if you're in the focus group, you're going to be like, yay, we can listen to, or we can get the, you know, the Pure Shot free, yay, Keith's amazing, so is Mark. And so is Matt, even though he's not there. All right, so for the focus group, for those of you who aren't listening live right now and you're like, damn, I wish I was listening live, don't worry, we got more coming. So you need to get over to facebook.com/tinyshutter and like the page, because we're going to be giving out more codes over there. All right, 9W, 6, P as in Peter, 3, E as in elephant, J as in Jagger, 6, 3, T is in telephone, R is in Robert, 3. That's the code, 9W6P3EJ63TR3. Go get them! I want to talk briefly about next week. Next week, I will not be here. Mark and Matt will be. Actually, I may be. I'm going to be on assignment in a faraway country, and if I have connectivity and I'm of sound mind, I will hop on and do a show with the guys. But
translation, he's going someplace warm and he might be inebriated.
there will be a show next week.
Have him on.
for the Tiny Shutter in the upcoming year, we are going to be, you know, and I know we had an extended holiday break, but you guys know we've been kicking butt as far as hanging in there for the entire for, you know, trying to stick with once a week, other than a few breaks here and there. We did pretty darn good, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. And I'm actually, you know, now that I'm back in the studio and we're sitting here recording a show, I'm like, geez, we should have recorded a show last week too. So we'll be back every week. Make sure you tell your friends. Make sure you get the word out there. And also, you know, I mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again briefly. We have the opportunity for you to support the show. If you head over to tinyshutter.com, you can click on the support tab. And actually, it's not support tab. It's, I don't know, sponsor tab maybe is what it is.
Yeah.
But click on that tab and feel free to possibly promote your product or just give some shout outs or whatever you'd like to do. We are we're willing to take your support. But that opportunity is available, and support or no support or sponsorship or no sponsorship, we are here and we love being here and we will continue to stay here. So look forward to that. Look forward to more interviews. Look forward to more specials. Look forward to more free stuff. Look forward to more stupidity and some smartness too, as well. And
which?
Yeah, it's up to you to decipher which is which, right?
Yeah.
So with that, let's Mark. What do you think we try and come to the end of the show and talk about Mark's or rather the Tiny Shutter's post pick of the week?
Well, this week I have two of them to kind of make up for Matt not being here.
No, you can't do that. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm totally doing this one. This one.
What am I going to, like, how do I do that? Now I got to build my post around two images? You're making harder work for me. I'm not appreciative of that.
Well, you'll appreciate these people because they're very good. They're really good people and talented artists. And let me get my first one here. During my, let's just say, when I was flat on my back, I had plenty of time to look at other photographers. And I have to say, one of the photographers that absolutely blew my socks off, her name is Robin Collins. And she is on Instagram with Four Crows Art. It's F-O-U-R-C-R-O-W-S-A-R-T. She has been doing this phenomenal work with painter and photography. So it's stuff that I was doing before, but she is doing it to such a degree that it is absolutely mind-blowing. And there was this one photo that she did where it's a lakeside scene where with pine trees, and I mean the digital paintwork that she did was absolutely phenomenal. I encourage everybody to check her out. And on that same note, there's this other person. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl because it doesn't say, but their Instagram username is with iPhone, W-I-T-H iPhone. This person is doing kind of something similar, but it's more abstract. They're still taking photography with the iPhone, but there's this extra edit that gives the photos a kind of a painterly feel, but it's very abstract and it's very... That's the best way I could describe it. It's kind of the surreal image. And the one I'm looking at right now is a scene with trees, and it's kind of a black and white, kind of a little hint of color in it. It's as though somebody used the willow, the filter on Instagram. But this person's work is absolutely phenomenal too. And great artists. I mean, you look at their profile and you're gonna have a hard time picking out one particular favorite because they're all just absolutely beautiful.
Sweet. You can never do that again.
I know, this is the only time.
It's so cheap.
But you know what? It was worth it. I did it for, like, you, Robin.
I can't decide, so I'm just gonna, you're all beautiful in my
I really want to know the name of the artist with the username with iPhone, because I want to give you the proper credit.
All right, thank you very much. We will I'll stick both of those in for the post for this week, and let's go into this week's focus points. And
very cool.
I'll start this week.
Yeah,
since mine's weak.
It's all good.
It's a weak week for me. you know, I can't help it but say that my focus point this week is Pure Shot. It's literally just it's I as I said in my AppWhisper.com mobile shorts video. It's I think personally for me personally it's the best thing to come along since Snapseed. It's just really evolved and developed and created such a really wonderful workflow for me. I love using it. I love the control I have. I love the simplicity that the app gives me. And everything about it. I just absolutely love it. So if you don't have it, head out and get it. It's $1.99 on the App Store. Search Pure Shot. There'll also be links, obviously, in the show notes. And then on Facebook, I posted a link earlier this week. So Pure Shot, it's by Jagger, same makers of 645 Pro and 6x6. And several other great photography apps. So head out and grab it. And if you have any questions, let me know. And if you're tight on money, we will be giving away Pure Shot codes probably once here and there on the Facebook page. Those are going to show up on the Facebook page. You know what? Maybe we'll toss one or two out on the the Twitter eights. But make sure you're a Facebook fan because that's probably where it'll show up. All right.
Sounds good.
Your turn.
All righty. Well, mine is a tip this week. I noticed something about the photo stream on Apple. Like, if you're one of those people that likes to sync between the iPad and the iPhone, I was always under the impression that the photo stream only saves to wherever the cloud, wherever it goes. But I found out that those photos in the photo stream also save to your iPhone. So you have your camera roll, you have all your, photo folders. But you also will have the photo stream, and that's going to take up a lot of room depending on how many pictures you take.
If
you take
no kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Totally. When I do a wedding, for example, I will load some of the raw photos onto my iPad, and then when I come home, the photo stream will pick it up and it'll go onto my iPhone. So, I'll have some photos to flip through. And when I was trying to take out a lot of the photos, like I was trying to clean up my photos because I was running out of room, I noticed that I had no photos on my, I took off everything. And then I still had this group of like 2-3 gigs of photos just sitting there. And then I noticed that was the photo stream. The photo stream will dump it onto your device. And so I actually turned off all my photo streams because one, I really don't have need of it. Saving the photos, I always save them onto my computer anyway, and then I throw them onto a portable device. So I never really take advantage of the photo stream, like the sharing that is involved now. But I also use Dropbox. If I want to save something in the cloud, I will turn on my Dropbox account, and every night I will turn on the app and it will just load the photos up onto the cloud storage folder. And I don't use photo stream anymore. So if you want to save a little bit of room, if you find that if you take a lot of photos and your photo, if you're running out of memory, try Dropbox, use that instead of PhotoStream, and you'll find that it saves a lot of space.
Excellent. All right. That's it, folks. That's it for the Tiny Shutter, the very first episode of the year 2013. And make sure you turn in again next week. And we will have a fun-filled episode with your happy host, Mark Sadowski. And Matt Hoffman will be back, or he will be fired. I mean, his choice, whatever.
He's not going to be fired, but I do want to have you involved. I want to see pictures in Cancun.
Definitely be posting pictures. It will be my most active Instagram 4 days ever, I guarantee it. Yeah, I will be in Cancun next week on business, quote, unquote.
Very cool.
But thanks everybody for tuning in. Make sure you head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter and like the page there. Also head over to twitter/tinyshutter. Also head over to tinyshutter.com where you can get links and information to today's show. You can also head over to now, it's just so if you're listening and you're like, wow, they just gave out a code to somebody live. That happens on YouTube and you can get that link at tinyshutter.com or if you're a Facebook fan, you can also get it there. Because we blasted out just before the show. So head over to any of those places. But tinyshutter.com will get you links and information to today's show, as well as all of the information about us and the things that we're doing and blah, blah, blah.
Very good.
Mark, where can they find you?
You can find me on twitter.com/mostlymarcus.
And head over to Instagram and you can get me there, Keith_Tharp. Again, this information is at tinyshutter.com, so don't freak out. Go there and find it, and we'll talk to you next week. See you later.
Take care.
Wow. Was that too long?
No, I think that was good.
I have to edit the part where I gave my wife a kiss goodnight.
No worries.
All right.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.